This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there comes the BJ and Jamie float. Look, they've got beads.
I'm a gummy bear. All I know is it says I'm a gummy bear. And what's the next part?
I'm a something gummy bear.
I don't know.
Bear.
I can learn the word.
Good beat. Easy to dance to.
Well, we're going to be on the parade. Oh, wait, here it is. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear.
Oh,
there it is. So I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear.
We'll be there Saturday with our float, thanks to Ranky Brothers. And who is it that's pulling the float? I forgot. Lux.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Lux off-road, right?
Yes.
So they've stepped up with a big old Silverado.
Ooh, nice.
That's going to be nice. All right, we'll see you at the parade. We'll give you more details.
Ooh, ooh, what's going on
as
there?
As we continue. Ooh, ooh. Oh, I got to mention this real quick here, Jamie. And I've got a piece of audio here. Today is the day that the astronauts get rescued.
Oh, nice.
Today, the spaceship goes up to go. Now, they don't get rescued until tomorrow, but today is the day that the ship goes up there. And I think somebody from Colorado is one of the astronauts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. All right, here's the story.
In just a few hours from now, the astronauts can now see the light at the end of the tunnel. Williams and Wilmore have been in space for 9 months on a mission that was supposed to be just a week long. We remind you, they were only supposed to be up there for 7 days, but you know what? They've been having fun for the last 9 months up there, as you can see. Here's how this will work. A new crew of four will lift off tonight from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That capsule will dock with the ISS tomorrow morning at 6, when the crews will meet up. So Williams and Wilmore, along with two other astronauts, will board the capsule for their return back to Earth. No exact date has been announced just yet on that splashdown, but this seems like it's finally happening.
Just think, if that were me and you up there, Jamie.
9 months, my God. I feel so bad for them. Didn't you say, though, that they're going to be in such bad shape that they'll have to be, like, wheeled off and everything?
That's the word. The
because
word
they've
is,
lost so much bone mass?
Once they get back here, they will be put on a gurney. They will be taken to a hospital. Of course, they have to run the test or whatever, but they're saying these astronauts will have to start walking all over again. They'll have to learn all the motor skills, everything. They're going to have to relearn because they were not in a condition to go up there and stay 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did they say, a week?
They were supposed to be up there 8 days, I think it was. 8 days.
9 months.
Yeah, nine.
They keep lying to us. I don't know what, if NASA told them to do that. And they're like, no, it's fine. It's been really fine. You know, it's not fine. You were supposed to be there 8 days. You're up there for 9 months. You miss, like, holidays. And, you know, the one girl, she was talking about, her mom's at least honest. Her mom's like, she talks about how she misses her dog a lot.
But I'll tell you, I think NASA also tells them that whenever they do a video from up there, that they have to be nice. They have to be, like, not angry.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I think NASA's told them, like, they'll be,
I agree.
Woo!
Yeah, because every video they do, it's like, oh, man, we're having a time of our life. Wish you guys could be up here with us.
Just on vacation.
Whoa, it's going to be, it's so much fun.
I know. you know, they're like, they're sick. Miserable. First of all, they're sick of each other, yeah. Right? When you always see the same person, I know you said that they have other docks that they can walk around to or something and yeah. go and see like the Japanese people and stuff like that. But if you only have really one person to communicate with, think about marriage, right? And like, but your wife or your husband is like always around. Right?
Floating
like,
by you.
All the time. And you just want to take, like, cut off their air supply, right? Or open the door and just take them out and just watch them go. Watch them, you know, like away. That. What was that movie with Sandra Bullock or whatever where they just fly away? Yeah. Yeah, they get lost.
Yeah. And what happens today? Now, this rocket, it's the SpaceX 10. Elon Musk is going after them. Okay, what if this thing gets scrubbed at the last minute? Oh. You're these two up there. You're gonna tell them to shoot another happy video,
right? It's fine.
Because if it gets scrubbed today, there's a good chance it's weeks before they get another one ready to
go. Depending on the problem.
You got four astronauts, I think, that's going to be on this one today, and I could see it sitting there on the pad and go 10, 9. We are going to abort.
Abort. They can even scrub it because of weather, too. You know,
I mean, lots of things could happen. Yeah, you know, so today is the day. You want to hear any of this Wendy Williams stuff?
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right, we've got several cuts over here.
Okay.
All right, if you don't know the Wendy Williams story, she went to the hospital. She dropped a note out, help Wendy. And they did. They went in there and got her, took her to the hospital. Then they gave her this test. And this psychiatric test, she passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
They say that she's, and then when I heard this audio this morning, she sounds fine to me, but I don't know. But right now she's on a lockdown back at that facility again.
Yeah, and she has a custodian, right? A financial, somebody that has all control of all her money, and they've left her in this nursing home.
For the most part.
Weird.
And she's just stuck there and can't get out. Now, who'd she call into?
Good morning. Good day.
Good day, New York.
Yeah.
Good day, New York. Okay, here we go.
Would you be open to having a sober companion, a financial consultant, if they moved you out of that guardianship?
Well, as far as a sober companion, I don't need that. I am not drinking ever in my life. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, a financial advisor, I've had that for a year. Listen, of course. Of course a financial advisor. Of course somebody to look after my money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
because
the money that I have right now is all with my guardian person.
Right. And by the way, they're taking fees out every month, right?
Oh, please, listen. I'll talk to you behind the scenes,
okay.
Roseanne.
I know.
She sounds great.
She does. Mm-hmm. I mean, and did she say, so they have to pay this conservator? Is that what's happening? Fees every month?
Damn. No wonder you're keeping her locked up.
Yeah, right?
You're taking her money every month.
Your check goes away.
That's awful.
Here's another clip from that.
So, Wendy, are you okay? How do you feel today, and how long are you going to be in the hospital for?
Well, I'm waiting to see my lawyer, Sadatu Salami, and I saw her yesterday. She'll be here today. She'll be here today. And I got a few other people that I have to speak with, you know? Gina? Continue talking, please.
So, Gina, Gina, can you take this latest testing, bring it before the judge, and say, let Wendy out now?
Absolutely. These are independent results. This is from a hospital, a very well-known hospital. It's independent. It's factual. I would be very disappointed, and I would be very concerned if the judge has an issue with those tests.
I don't know.
Who's Gina? Is she Gina Salami?
I don't know. Gina Salami. Hey, Spado, who's Salami?
It's one of her relatives.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Is she an attorney or something?
I'm not sure how she's related to her, but it's like her nephew or niece or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. This is a weird story. But, you know, somebody brought up the good point, and it's true. We all thought Britney was fine, too, until she started spinning in her panties.
And neither one of us has said that they need to let her out because we really don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying in this audio, she sounds fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you see her out, when she's in that little rascal riding around, she looks a little angry first. And she is a little, testy at the same time, and her eyes are all bugged out.
Well, that's because Graves' disease.
She's got a disease for that. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how she is.
But what I'm saying is we all thought Brittany could handle it, handle life, right? Brittany seemed totally normal. And then we're like, yay, free Brittany, free Brittany. She gets out. Everything's great, we think. And then the next thing you know, she's doing these weird-ass videos every day. And we're like, uh-oh.
She's shacking up with a felon, all this stuff.
Yeah, and all his 20 kids. Yeah. And we're all like, maybe we shouldn't have freed Brittany.
Too early.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe we don't free Wendy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. She sounds good on the audio tape stuff. So. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morty Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Feed
me.
Got to get in the mood, man. Feed me. AI. Yeah, Slacker did that for us.
Very
nice. Yeah, we got to get in the mood. Got to get ready for 3 days from now.
Yep. And by the way, we put the link on our Facebook page. You can get all the details of who, what, when, where, and why. And we need you to make a sign that says BJ and Jamie bead me. And that Saturday morning, we'll be at the parade. And then we will shower you with the beads.
Big sign.
Big sign.
More beads.
Dude, I am so I am so, what do you call it, rabbit holed right now.
Why?
Because you know how I had a bad experience at La Loma in Castle Rock, right? Well, everybody keeps writing to me and saying, hey, Jamie, maybe you had a bad experience because this family is going through a horrible divorce, this whole divorce thing. So I went on to like the Gazette or Post or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, divorces are so ugly.
Tell me.
Oh my God, they even, so these La Loma people that own this restaurant or whatever, they have like, they're worth millions, like $50 million or whatever. And they have divided the four kids. They have four kids and like two of the boys have gone on the mom's side and two of the other boys have gone on the dad's side.
Oh.
It is just, they have 21 cars they had to divide in the marriage.
Wow.
Why do you have 21 cars?
I don't know, but you can't divide 21. You need 22. No, I'm serious. You got to cut it off. You got to have an even number to divide them 50-50. They got a problem.
And then the judge, I'm really into this, you guys. You got to read this whole story. The judge declared that the husband or whatever had tried to cut her out and made up all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And tried
we
to
always
cut her
do.
And so now she got a 50-50 split.
Yeah, they always do.
But one of the restaurants she got is in McGregor Square, and it loses $100,000 a month, according to this article.
Oh, wow.
She got screwed out of the
good
ones. What's
it called?
I don't remember. It's in McGregor Square. Yeah, but it's not.
All right, well, divorce isn't fun.
No, it's not,
that's for sure.
Man.
And the thing is, too, you build all this together thinking that it's always going to be that way. And then when it all falls apart, then it just gets really nasty.
I remember that last day that you paid spousal support. Man, that was the best day of your life.
It really was.
I know.
It really was. I paid for a long time.
You sure did.
Yeah. Lots of money. So I feel the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen.
And I didn't even have 21 cars to split up.
No, you didn't.
I only had two. Took forever.
I know, but I've never seen you dance like that.
And lawyers, they drag it out, too.
On
especially
purpose.
When they see somebody like this couple with all that money and all these restaurants. They drag it out, man. They milk you.
Well, and then I guess they met in some kind of Christian camp or whatever where you were told to burn your clothes. So all I can picture is this whole family.
Burn your clothes.
You're supposed to burn your clothes and the wife is submissive. I mean, that sounds like somewhere you'd like to go. Naked and having a wife that's submissive.
It doesn't sound so bad.
It's a bizarre story.
Should,
I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Give away like a family four pack to this place.
Right? I mean, isn't that crazy?
Take the kids.
What are you looking at, Shmadel? Are you telling me something?
I'm seeing that guy that they're in their divorce, he has to pay the wife $50,000 a month until she either remarries or dies.
Oh.
That's judge ordered.
Wow.
Wow. Until she dies or remarries. She's never getting remarried,
no.
I'll tell you that.
No. Why would you?
Yep, exactly.
Crazy.
And she's always wearing her seatbelt.
Yeah. She's going to get personal security.
Yep. My God.
All right, I want to mention this lip reader real quick here, okay? Because I find this funny, and I think I'm on to something. I really do. All right, so they got a lip reader to read the lips of this lady or this girl that was running this race that hit the other girl with the baton. Everybody has seen this video, okay? They're coming around the corner when she does, and they're coming around the corner, and she whacks her back of the head.
Right.
I mean,
we've
to me, it's obvious, right? Well, don't you see it that way too?
I kind of do, but there is that one weird, we talked about this all day yesterday, that one weird like second step where maybe she did trip. I don't know.
Well, the girl offered an apology to a sort. She was crying about it. Here, let me just play you a piece of this, then I'll get to this lip reader, okay?
Everybody has feelings. So you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right? They're going off of one angle. A couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit. But I know my intentions, and I would never.
So she says she would never do it intentionally.
Right.
Ever do
yeah,
it intentionally.
Ever.
And that she somehow got it, I guess, lodged in that girl's hair, and then it whacked her when she tried to pull it out. All right, now, they've brought in a lip reader. And the lip reader has looked at this thing over and over again because the girl does say a couple of things, okay, during this incident as it unfolds.
Right. Oh, so while she's running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's one of the things that the lip reader says that she says. She says, get off. She clearly sees that.
Okay.
Okay. Get off. That doesn't sound good. That sounds like she's yelling at the girl because she's passing her
right
on the track. And if you don't get off, I'm going to whack you, right?
Well, she didn't say that part.
No, don't. No, Jamie. No, I understand.
Yeah, okay,
I understand.
Okay,
right. But I'm about to add another part.
Okay, too. All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
She says the next thing the girl says is, hey, O-H. Hey, O.
So, like, she's, hey, oh, and she's tripping?
Yeah.
I think the lip reader was afraid to say what she actually said. I think she said, hey, ho.
What?
Hey, ho.
Not, hey, oh.
No.
Nope.
And then whacked her.
It's, hey, ho, get off. Whack.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All it right. Kind of does.
And I think the lip reader didn't want to say, oh, man. Nah,
she said, hey, ho.
Yeah, I can't put that in writing that I know that she says ho. I can't.
Wow.
I'll go with ho. Oh.
Wow. All right.
It's my theory.
Okay.
Okay, so when you see this story today, remember BJ's got a theory on this. Hey, ho.
Hey, ho.
Wow. Do you see where Tiger Woods is going to play?
Oh, wait. Well, that was it?
Yeah.
She only said three things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she wax her?
I thought this was going to be more than hey, ho joke.
No. That's it. Joke's over. No. I mean, we all got our laugh. People in the cars.
Like literally waiting for the next thing, and then you start bringing up Tiger Woods. I'm so lost.
People are in their car slapping their knee going, that BJ. He's so funny.
He said, hey, ho.
Oh, not,
God.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Tiger Woods.
Yep.
I guess he went to the bathroom, sat down, felt a sharp pain in his back of his heel, and now it's an Achilles, and he's out. He's not going to play the Masters, and they say he may never play again.
And so is he having surgery or something?
He already is.
He already did.
Oh, no. He's going to be on painkillers again.
Got it yesterday.
He's going to be on painkillers.
It's done.
Bye, Tiger.
I was looking forward to him being in the Masters.
Whatever happened to that one girl? That one girl that was lived there and she wouldn't leave, remember?
Oh, and she changed the locks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and then she wanted. I know, but then she sued him. I wonder whatever
she
happened
settled.
With it. Oh, she settled.
Yeah, they settled, I don't know, a year ago or
I wonder what she got.
I think she got like $300,000 or something.
It?
Yeah. Well, she was only with him for like 5-6 months.
I thought they were together for a while.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I know he settled, that it went away, and I thought it was somewhere. I remember it having a three in it. Hey, ho.
Hey, ho. That's it?
That's
just
funny.
That's it? Just hey, ho. That's all she said?
Hey, ho.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I called twice yesterday.
For what?
The jury thing.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
We left here yesterday. We didn't know if I was going to be here.
Yeah.
Jamie was going to a party. We didn't know if she'd be here.
Exactly.
Either. I mean, it was just really touch and go for the entire show.
Yeah.
For today.
It was.
Yeah, and it's still touch and go in a way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because we're both foggy. But I was. So yesterday, I got this jury summons, okay? And you got to call 5. That 5 o'clock thing is a bunch of bull.
Well, yeah, especially if you're a single parent.
Thank you.
You know, you can't make plans until 5 for the next day with your kids.
It seems very odd that they would do
You're
that.
The county. You can figure this out.
Well, you're very
loud. It's very rude. Well, I'm just saying.
My God.
I'm just saying. It is bad. It's bad that you have to call at 5 o'clock to be somewhere the next morning at 7:45 for jury duty, and you don't have time to figure out, you know, what if you got an exam, you're going to school, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you can't get at least a 7-day notice on that crap.
I know. That's ridiculous.
So I called yesterday, and my number was not called because they went this number through here, and then the next section, I was in that one, and they did excused us. But once I hung up, I'm like, whoa, yeah, don't have to go, don't have to. Maybe I should call back. I don't know if I heard
it
right.
I know what you mean by that, though, just to double check in case you heard it wrong or did something wrong.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm dealing with the law.
Yeah.
I always get a little frigid, you know, when I'm dealing with the police.
Yep. Bring the law. And then, so
but
BJ.
You do, don't you?
Yeah,
don't
so BJ sent out a group text that he would be in today, right? That he didn't get called for jury duty. And I sent him a picture back with me with a margarita and a mustache on. And I said, woohoo!
Yeah, I don't feel like she was celebrating with me. I think she was celebrating with something else.
No, that was
all not
for you.
A celebration of my jury duty
and
being dismissed.
It was.
Man, people were upset yesterday with Southwest Airlines.
Oh, I know.
Holy
it went viral,
moly.
Didn't it? People were saying, like, the CEO needs to resign.
They're done. They're never flying ever again.
People were literally boycotting them.
Okay, yeah. I get it. But they're just a company trying to make money. You know, I mean, the sweet deal of bags free had to go away at some point.
Well,
you think?
And if you look at the financials of all these other, you know, airlines, I mean, they bring hundreds of millions of dollars in with baggage fees.
Oh, they make a ton. It's not even fun.
I mean, hundreds of millions in baggage fees. And I do, though, agree with BJ. Like, just build it into the price.
That's the way
I do it. They didn't have to tell us.
They did not.
Yeah.
Well, you could even come out and say, look, we've been pressured to add baggage fees, but here at Southwest Airlines, we're not going to do it. We stand with you, the passenger. We will raise the flight rates, but we're not going to charge for your bags.
Yeah.
And that would have been a win-win for them.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just jack up the ticket another $50. Boom. Done. Right? Hey, Spadell, is this the man on the street thing where people are complaining? This audio?
Yeah. He's talking to people at DIA.
All right. Here we go. This is a DIA. Man, people were upset yesterday.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA.
I like the way he talks. Sam's and her husband, they were picking up our bags over DIA.
Oh, my God.
Freebies, and that's the way they like it.
He does talk like
different.
That. Now I'm hearing it.
Don't listen to him.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA were freebies, and that's the way they like it.
That guy I like. What's his name? Oh, I forgot his name. Anyway, he's really funny. Yeah. I like that guy.
Here we go. Let's go back to the tape.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA were freebies, and that's Alan. The way they like it.
It's been a differentiator, really.
Oh, absolutely. I think they're making a big mistake.
To end the free bags for all policy that could be a turbulent decision.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yep.
Oh.
I think it's not going to go well for them.
Neither does airline analyst Henry Hartevelt.
This is how you destroy a brand.
Oh,
this is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty.
It means bag charges will pile up on top of the ticket prices.
The bag fees get you, don't they?
They do.
Jamie, can you please stop? I'm trying to take this serious now, okay? They're going to charge me for my bag.
Okay, sorry.
Even Southwest CEO Bob Jordan said as recently as September, free bags was their thing.
Bags will still fly free. Yes, it's the third thing the customers look for after fare and schedule is bags fly free on us.
With one caveat.
Well, never say never.
Never say never.
I'm listening to this guy, and I don't even know what that report said.
His name is Alan. He's been around for 800 years.
He's been on for a while. Where's he been? Where is he? Alan, it's going to be just a dangerous deal. I'm sorry.
That was not nice.
I love you, Alan. I think I'm off the hook, though, because
you're doing a great job.
Okay, I'm not even going to finish my sentence.
You're off the hook now.
No.
No, what?
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
So mean.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.